Yeah, so I'm really sorry about this. So like Ellison guessed, Dr. Bagula is actually a mathematical archaeologist. But she's stuck at Heathrow Airport, so she was supposed to. She had a really cool talk, and she was going to give it today, and she can't because of being stuck at the airport. So she emailed me last night and told me to just like print out some worksheets for you guys or something, so just like keep you busy for 2 hours. So I got some worksheets, and so I just sort of figured maybe split you up into like some groups based on sort of what skills you have, because you know I know that for example some of you know algebra and some of you don't, and some of you can add and some of you can't, and things like that. So if you know how to count, you can go over in that group, counting. If you know how to add, that's cool. You can go over there and do the addition worksheet. If you know a little bit of algebra, maybe how to like polynomials or something, you can go over in the variables worksheet over there. And then if you know how to take powers of numbers, maybe you can go over there to the sign that says powers and work down there. And then if you're sort of comfortable with square roots and stuff like that, and working with square roots, we've got a worksheet about that. So maybe if you sort of all just split up into groups, then the helpers and I will hand you out the worksheets, and we'll get started.
So everybody
select
the group now?
Yeah, everybody, just pick where you want it to be.
Hey.
Sorry? Oh, yeah.
I gave her a 10, that's why I messaged you.
Oh, no.
And then I slipped until 45.
Okay. So did you read the email somewhat?
Huh?
Did you read the... Okay, so you know pretty much what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So you guys... Groups and ratios. Okay. All right.
Go fast.
You guys are in the variables. Are you guys in like high school or like?
I'm in middle school.
Okay, what's the current math course you're taking?
What?
What's the current math course you're taking?
Algebra.
Algebra. Okay. You might, if you've done square roots and you feel sort of more sophisticated, you might want to go over to roots and ratios. That one's gonna be a little more difficult. But you'll see. You can try this one. In any case. Okay. I mean, whatever, if you look at the worksheet and it seems boring, well, I guess they're all boring. Anyway. All right. Powers. Only a few people. Oh, it's... You guys look really young to know powers. Really? What's the third power of two?
The third power of two is
A. Wow. What's the third power of three? What's the fourth power of two?
Fourth power of two is 60.
Dang.
60.
All right, I guess you can do it.
Do you need any help with getting any of these to any stations?
I think we're good. So, do you want me to just give you... So this one is roots and ratios.
Okay,
and
just the first one,
just
right?
The first one.
Okay.
So tell them groups of like three or four. So you guys can work together on powers. And here's your worksheet. And let's go hand out stuff to the rest of these people. Counting. You guys can all count. I'm real impressed. I don't think I could count at your age. Counting. Where's my counting worksheet? Oh, here we go. All right, so I guess, do you guys want to work all together or maybe in two groups of two? Let's do two groups of two. Oops. And if you can, try to work with somebody you don't know already. So, oh, thank you. All right. So, got two worksheets for you guys. Uh-oh. I just snapped my mic off. Yeah. What? Sure. How about you can go over... So I already gave out the power worksheet. Here's the stack. Here's the variables worksheet. Give that out to the variables people. Groups of... it looks really small, so groups of two, you know, you should be able to, two or three. Yeah. All right, you guys are over Addition. That's good. Nice.
Addition is something everybody can handle.
It's extremely. No, it's very easy addition.
Oh,
it's
God.
And it looks extremely popular, so that's good. Where is it? Okay. All right, so wow, a lot of people. I'm going to give you like 1, 2, 3, you know, split up into groups of 3 or 4. Try to work with people you don't know already.
And kind of impossible.
Oh, you all know each other?
Oh, very well.
Wow. Okay. Well, you guys, all right, well, here's one, and I'll just give you a 4th worksheet just in case.
Yay!
And
add all the
I'll just
Oh my god, that's
there you go.
That's hard.
Okay. Do you guys want worksheets or you good? Okay. I think. Okay.
Wait, we're choosing this
one. Yeah. Is there anybody who's not in a group or anybody who still needs a worksheet? You, okay. So do you know what's going on roughly? Okay, so I guess you can pick a group. Oh, wow, more people for powers. Do you guys all want to do powers too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, okay. Here we go. Well, there are lots more worksheets. I'll give you... So let's just split up into groups. Do you want to be in powers as well, or where do you want to be? Variables, nice. You need one? Okay. Are you in powers?
Yes.
Why don't you work with them?
Because
yeah, we should be doing... groups. Okay, variables. Here we go. And just go sort of try to join a group. Okay.
Hey,
yep.
I gave everybody a worksheet, although they're working.
Yeah.
So they have to get something.
Okay.
On,
so let me. Yeah. All right, everybody. Listen up for just 1 second, and then you can get started on your worksheets. So, hopefully everybody's in a group now, working and has a problem to work on. So first of all, you can come and ask any of the helpers, or you can ask me for help at any time, because that's what we're here for. And if you finish a worksheet, don't worry, just come up, and I have another worksheet for you. So yeah, do come up if you finish somehow. And good luck.
That's right.
Well, what did you do?
Well, me and my sister.
You guys working together? All right.
Me and my sister this pattern.
Because this would be 1 plus 2.
Yeah, the last denominator.
1/2 is half.
Uh huh.
And then 1/2 is 2. And so the pattern just continued.
So here's 2. So you have that. Can I use your pen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here.
Hold on. Have you seen something?
Yeah, I think so. Because this one it's 1 plus 2, so this becomes 3.
Oh. Okay.
So we screwed up.
Are you sure? Hold on.
Yeah.
Here you have 1 plus 1, which is 2, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've written 2 there.
Now you have 1 plus 1/2, right?
Mm-hmm. So 1/2.
Which is 1.5. Whoops. Otherwise known as...
3/2.
3/2, right? So... 1 plus 1/3. It's not what you think it is, I think.
Yeah.
So...
It's 2/5. But,
okay.
It reminded me of... I don't think that means what you think it is.
Yes. All right. Well, so it's... Yeah, so it is 2/5. So, nice try, guys. How are you guys doing?
Still working out.
Still working out? You've got a few?
Yeah.
All right. Good work. You're about a third of the way, a tenth of the way there. Good work, guys. Uh-oh. Okay. What are you guys... How are you guys doing?
I got 7.
What?
Wait, 7.
You're done. Are you guys working together?
No.
Okay. You're done. What did you do?
I saw a pattern in the last number.
A pattern? Interesting.
For instance, 3, 9, 7, 1.
Interesting. And then what next? So it just keeps... That's not supposed to... Darn. This was supposed to take a long time. Okay. So, wait, why? So you say the last numbers keep repeating?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why... So, okay, so then you...
I was finding the remainder of 687, which is the...
That's really clever. What is the remainder?
3, which means it's the third number.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3. Interesting. Why do they repeat like that?
Not sure.
That's sort of weird, isn't it? Are you sure they keep repeating? What if it's just a coincidence? Why don't you do a few more? So you're just multiplying these numbers in your head?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to multiply using pencil and paper?
Yes, I do.
Try, if you want to keep going, you're probably going to have to use pencil and paper. Done another one.
No, that's after. Sorry.
All right. And so again, it keeps going. And then what happens if you multiply that by 3?
Oh, I think I see why.
Oh.
It's because, for instance, 3 times in multiplying the first digit is basically just the last digit of 8 times.
Oh. Oh, right, because when you multiply this out, this last digit was only affected by, you know, the 3 and the 3 times 7. It's just the last digit of 21.
Yeah, so...
That's very interesting and troubling, because I was hoping to keep you guys occupied. But let me give you another worksheet. Maybe this one doesn't have the same problem. All right, this one should be, you know, trick proof.
So
yep.
Right track.
Interesting. What have you done?
Look, it's all the numbers from 1 to 10,
yeah.
Right? So, since it's 1, 2, 3, so only 1 and 3, there's a gap, there's like 1 plus 2 is 3, so...
Okay.
I thought like half of the numbers should be even.
Interesting. So you added up all the... So you added up... all the numbers from 1 to this, and then you divide it by 2. Why don't you try it with, instead of going all the way up, why don't you try to check it? For example, if you wanted to add up all the odd numbers from 1 to 9, your trick would give you this, you would take the sum of all numbers from 1 to 9 and then divide it by 2, right? So you can check your trick and see if it works. Does that make sense? So why don't you try it by adding up all the numbers from 1 to 9, or 1 to 8, or 1 to 7, or, sorry, all the odd numbers from 1 to 5, something simple like that. And then you can see if the trick matches the number that you compute by the hard way.
Yep.
Sorry? Ooh, what? No. You counted all of them? How many are there?
2,187.
Let me check that. Well, you counted all of those? You didn't, like, cheat somehow? What did you do?
I didn't count cheating. I just
we counted all the triangles.
Uh-huh.
And we counted the dots that were around them, and they were 81.
Okay.
So there were 27 of these, so we multiplied 2781, we got 2,187.
Oh, the triangle is made of copies of a... I wish I'd noticed that. This was supposed to take you 45 minutes at least. Okay. I did not notice that problem. That is clever. I'll give you guys another worksheet. Hopefully this one is sort of trick-proof. All right. This one should be harder. How's that working out for you guys? Bad?
About a million. We don't know what that means. Yeah, we just guessed.
Yeah, okay, guessing.
Really, not really.
Guessing is a time-honored tradition, but often doesn't work very well.
Educated guess.
In what way was it educated?
We added some stuff.
Okay.
We found an answer.
So explain to me.
Okay, so we found out. Okay. So,
yep.
We divided 2 million because we just
finished
it by 10.
Okay.
Because, like, there are 5 even numbers in 10.
Odd numbers. Ooh.
I mean, odd numbers in 10. And then we multiplied it by 5 and got a million.
That's really interesting. That's a very good. So, you say there are 5 odd numbers in 10.
Like one little set.
And all the 5 numbers.
Okay. But isn't there, like, the 5... So there are 5 odd numbers between 1 and 10, right? Or 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. And their sum is something small, right?
Yeah.
And there are also 5 odd numbers between a million and a million and 10, right? There are a million and 1, a million and 3, a million and 5, and a million and 10. But the sum of those is much larger, isn't it?
Yeah, there's 50 between...
I think you should multiply by 25.
So maybe you should... So you got an answer of a million. How about... So I noticed you started adding them up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We just didn't know what to do with them.
I see.
After we added them up.
Wait, that is add so all those up to get to 200.
Okay.
How about we try listing it out?
Yeah, I would try... Maybe... I don't know if... Because, honestly, I don't know if that answer is right either. It's...
Do you not know the answer?
What's the answer?
I sort of forgot some of the answers. But...
That is right.
How about... Maybe, you know what? How about this? You have a trick, right? You, like, figured out how many tens were in the thing, and then you... You know, divided? So how about you, like, actually do out, just add up the first, you know, say, first odd number, and then the first 2 odd numbers, then the first 3, and the first 4, and the first 5, and write out the list of what you get, and see if your trick keeps working for all those, right? You know, so you figured out that, you know, 1 plus 3, for example, is 4, 1 plus 3 plus 5 is 9 or something, 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 is whatever, 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 plus 9 is 25. Maybe just keep going like that, and see...
Oh, I get what we did wrong. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so yeah, try just starting, you know?
So,
well, you know, add 1 plus 3, 1 plus 3 plus 5, 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7.
We were trying to solve the wrong thing. Just, okay, out of 7 digits, you get 13 digits out of 7, and out of 35, you could get, so if it was
8. What's going on over here? Any luck?
65. 65 digits.
Wait, it could go 10.
65 digits, yeah. So, you can't go up to 8.
It has to be real high.
You guys sound like you have a plan. What are you doing?
Well, we're like reducing the number and we're squaring it and trying to find the pattern so we can apply that to this number.
Oh, you're using smaller numbers.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so you squared 101011 and got 10204032. That's weird.
We're noticing buildups happening.
Why does it? Yeah, so, that's weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Why did that happen?
Because it's, you're adding.
You've got these I guess, yeah, I see what you mean. It's sort of...
And it can't go to 18.
Yeah, they, like, pile up on top of each other like that when you add them up.
Wait, we should try a bigger number and see if it does go to, like, 12.
I think I've done...
So you're trying to figure out how many digits this 13. Number will have?
Yeah.
Interesting. There might...
You could put it 13, 7, 5, 3.
Yeah. So are you... So you're trying... What if it's not true that this number is just a fixed multiple of the number of digits of the other number, right? I mean, you seem like you're trying to find a number so that if you take the number of digits here and multiply it by your special number, you get the number of digits of the answer. But what if that number changes, right? Like you said, sometimes there are 5 digits to 3. Sometimes there are 13 to 7.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find the gap right here. And then use that gap to...
That is an interesting strategy. It might work. It might not. Is there... Maybe... I wonder if there's another way to figure out sort of more directly how many digits there will be in the answer. I mean, if you multiply... What if you only multiplied, like, 100 by 100 instead of 101 by 101? Then do you know how many digits there will be?
I know how to get it.
5.
5?
Would be 5 digits.
Okay. And if you multiplied, you know...
100
yeah. And if all these... What if all these other ones were zeros, then how many digits would you have?
So you just write 3 times 3 times 3, you know, that many times.
8 times 9. 8 times
9. So think about that. Yep. Okay.
I figured out the second one.
So what did you do?
So basically I ended up doing it
model 11. Wait, what does that mean?
It's squared. Using 11 digits instead of
10. 35. 11 digits? So the digits would be like...
Yeah, so...
1, 2, 3, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and another digit?
Yeah.
A?
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay.
And then I also found a repeating pattern.
Oh.
And there were 9 digits.
So you did it with 11 digits instead of 10, and then the same thing. Oh no, the same thing happens.
Which is basically the same thing as dividing it by
11. Yeah. Oh, because right, if you have 10 digits, if you're in base 10, the last digit is the remainder when you divide by 10. And if you're in base 11, oh no. Okay, and so you got the last digit to be 3?
Nine, actually, because there was a remainder of 2, and that's the second
one. Oh, jeez. All right, well, this was not supposed to... I have one more worksheet.
Okay.
If you finish this one, I don't know what we're going to do. Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Actually, really.
All right. This one. This is my last gasp here. Ooh. All right. You guys think you have an answer?
Yeah.
Interesting. What did you guys do?
Basically, like, there was a pattern where...
Pattern?
Is there not supposed to be a pattern?
It wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be really difficult. But, what was the pattern?
Well, because, like, you add the reciprocal each time, so you just add the numerator and the denominator and put that over the previous numerator.
Huh.
Is that really okay? So
can you show me how it works?
Well, that's okay. This is like 1 + 1/2.
Okay.
Is that correct?
One what?
Like just this part right here That's 2.
Okay.
So this is 1 plus 1 half.
What's f?
1 plus 1 half.
Oh, 1 half. I'm sorry.
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 So it's 3 halves.
Okay.
This thing down here.
Okay.
And like 1 over 3 halves is 2 thirds, so 1 yeah. plus 2 thirds is 5
okay.
thirds.
Okay.
And then 1 over 5 thirds is 3 fifths. 1 plus 3 fifths is 8 fifths.
Okay, so you get each...
So, like, each time uh-huh. we just... I don't know. She noticed that
yeah.
it's, like, you add the two.
You add, oh, you add the... Huh. That's really interesting. Okay, so for the first one... Oh, no. Okay. That's a really clever way of doing it, and a lot faster than I expected. So, okay. So then you added, so you kept adding things up, and you got to...
Yeah, it would have been easy for, like, us to have a pack there. Really
interesting.
Yeah, our addition might be, well, my addition.
Yeah.
I didn't add it all.
So you're, so here you have 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144, 230. Okay. So you have. So what? So where did this extra sort of? It seems like 1 plus 1 over 1. If you just remove all this, you get 2, right?
Yeah.
Remove all this stuff, you get 5 thirds. Remove all this stuff, you get 15 and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like if you remove, you know, if you go back up to here, right? If you remove all this stuff, you have 1 plus this, and you should have 6, 7, 6, 5 over whatever.
So that's the final answer.
Then you remove this. I mean, you remove the stuff up here, which actually isn't there. So, yeah, so I'm confused why you went a step more.
Well, because I thought it was like 1 plus whatever okay. the previous answer was, so that's...
Ah, but remember, you know, the sort of 1 is already taken into account on each line. So, in fact, what is your answer?
10,946 over 6,000.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, that's correct,
cool.
which is... surprising and worrying. Don't worry, I have several more worksheets for you guys to do.
Oh, cool.
So, good job, I guess. Oh, no. Okay, here, let me... Just one thing. What? So you get each new numerator by adding the previous two sort of things?
Because when you add one, it's yeah. basically like the denominator over the denominator, and then...
That seems kind of familiar. Like, so it's a sequence where you get the next thing by adding the two previous things together?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard about something like that before.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe ask around. It's probably not important. Yeah, so wait, what do you guys have?
Okay, well, we don't have it in root form.
Okay.
We found that is our answer.
Okay. How did you do that?
We started at the bottom.
Okay.
And we got that this was 1 over 2.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is really 2 over 1.
Uh-huh.
And then we got that this was 1 over 3 halves.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. we got...
Part 3, the counting group?
Sure, yeah, you can do whatever you want. And can you check on addition? I think they might be... They were stuck last time I checked. Okay.
After that, we got 5 thirds and 8 fifths and 13 okay. eighths. And I realized Fibonacci sequence.
No. I realized... Wait a minute.
She pointed out.
I said, I didn't know what it was called.
She pointed out, and I said, oh, look, Fibonacci. And we added them all up. This final yeah. fraction is equal to that.
Yeah.
And plus 1, it's 17,715 over 6,765.
That is so clever.
Equal to 2.619. Good job, Bailey.
Thanks.
Weird. So I'm just confused about one thing, which is...
I have a feeling this was supposed to be an infinite series, so we couldn't do that, right?
Well, so here, if you just remove everything here, right, you get 2 over 1, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remove everything here, you have 1 plus this, and you end up with 3 over 2, right? Remove yep. everything
there,
sort of below this,
five,
you get 5. So if you remove everything except this line, right, you have 1 plus whatever, and it ends up coming
oh,
out
wait,
to
so this is our answer
6, 7...
That's our answer. We added an extra 1.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh. Because remember, here, these sorry. Are our answers.
I'm just a little confused.
Okay.
So.
What group are you in?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you're not in a group. You, okay, maybe you came late. So,
here's the thing. So this person was supposed to give a talk. She's my thesis advisor. She is stuck at the airport and couldn't make it, so she told me to print out some worksheets last night. So I made some worksheets. They're meant to keep you busy for, you know, the 1 or 2 hours that you're here. People have been finishing them quickly, more quickly than I expected. But anyway, so we've got a bunch of different sort of skill groups. So square roots and ratios, if you're comfortable with those. Powers, if you're comfortable with those. If you're comfortable with polynomials, you can go to variables. And then, of course, there's counting and addition. Pick a group, pick a sort of skill that you're comfortable with, and grab, maybe sort of join into some people who are already working. Maybe if you could join addition. I think the addition people, maybe... Is addition still having trouble?
Addition is just now moving on to part two.
Oh, good.
But I think that variables is stuck.
Oh, variables? Why don't you go to variables? They seem totally stuck. All right. Sorry? You're doing algebra? Oh, that's perfect. So do you know how to multiply polynomials?
Yeah. Here. Yeah. Have some progress to report.
Okay. Oh, good. No, wait, bad. That was my last worksheet. Oh, no. Okay, well, anyway, let's see what you have. Okay. So... This doesn't look like powers. So explain to me what... Oh, you're from variables. I see.
That's variables, but there was a different one for variables. It's all the ones and zeros.
I see. Oh, I think you may have gotten the second worksheet by mistake. But this is good. This is interesting. Well, hold on. So let me see what you have first.
Well, there's a pattern here, too.
Okay.
This time it's a 10. Yeah.
This time I'm not surprised. So it repeats again. Why does this one repeat?
It's not 11. With 11 digits.
But this one can repeat, right? Because the next Fibonacci number doesn't just depend on the previous one, right? It depends on the previous two.
They're all kind of sitting on the ground.
Yes, but so. It also... But if you're only doing the first digit,
uh-huh.
It does.
But so the previous...
If it's 1, 1, 2, 3...
Yeah, but like for multiplication, for example, right? In multiplication, like if this digit was 1, I immediately knew what the next digit was. But here, for the Fibonacci sequence, like look here, I have 1 and it goes to a 2. Here I have a 2 and it goes to a 3. But like here I have a 2 again, right? So it should, if it was going to repeat, it should repeat there.
That would be a 12.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's,
since
okay.
This is only the first digit.
I see.
Digit and 0 would be 11, basically.
Okay, so the last digit of this is.
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry. So this is 27.
You only need the two first digits to figure out. You only need the two last digits to figure out the next.
The two last. Oh, you need the last digits of the previous two.
And to figure out.
Oh, and the pairs repeat. So, like for example, here's a last digit of 1. And it goes to a 0, so you can't. So you can't get it just from the last digit. But if you know the previous two last digits, so here you have. So if you started with the first Fibonacci number, which is 0, you would get 0, 1, and then here again you have a 0 and then a 1, and then the whole thing starts. Oh no! Okay. Well, that's pretty much it.
I think I'll go to the variable.
Yeah, and also, why don't you? Since you've finished, why don't you? You think about maybe how you would explain what you did to everybody else, because it's really interesting. It's an interesting trick, and maybe people should know about it. So would it be okay if I asked you after the break to sort of explain to everybody what you did, how you solved the problem? Okay, that'd be great. All right, so you are in variables, or powers, or something, and you've got... Let me check this. This looks right. How did you do this so fast?
I thought at first was a couple of examples.
Okay.
Make you as more manageable.
Yep.
I use these two.
Okay.
And then...
So you sort of just, so you did a few examples. So yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. Interesting. 5 terms. So this is for 7 terms, or 5 terms. You have 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. Oh, there's a pattern. And it comes from, So when you square these, you're just shifting everything over. So for each one of these, you have one shifted copy, and then you add them all up, and they stack.
And I noticed the pattern, and
Right.
That the highest coefficient would be.
Yeah.
The highest power would be.
So here, right.
And I just wrote that on.
Yeah.
This side without adding this one.
So here there are four terms. So there's one, two, three, four shifted copies piled up in that biggest pile. And that means the biggest thing is four. And here it's to the, you know, it goes from, there's 18 terms. So the biggest pile is 18 things in it. Wow. Okay. It wasn't supposed to go that quickly. I'll give you the next worksheet, before you do it. So the other people are working on the one with numbers, right? And they seem stuck. Maybe you could try to help them. I mean, certainly if you can do a calculation with variables, you could do it with numbers too, right? So they're having trouble squaring a number, which would be easier than squaring variables, right? So maybe you can show this to them and see. Maybe you can help them out somehow.
So you have all the stuff that is like 1 through 9.
Here.
You have a column of zeros and you have 10 ones.
Wait.
Yeah.
I figured out that, you know the number 1? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to do that. So it's pointless to do like 8.
Here, why don't you guys, why don't you talk to her?
Or 9. So we should try like 11 ones. So that would be like.
Why don't you take a look at. So this guy did a different worksheet. And I think it might be. The strategy he used might be related to the one you're using. So. Can you guys maybe like talk about it? So he had this worksheet and it looks different, but maybe they're, can you explain to them how you did this one? Okay. Oh yeah, there you go. All right. So I heard you guys finished the first one?
Yeah, we got 1 trillion. 1 trillion.
How did you do it?
Okay, we squared 1 million.
And that gives you the right answer?
Yeah.
How?
Totes right.
I don't understand. How did...
We squared 1 trillion. Like,
how can that possibly work?
The number is between 1 and 19. And if you add all them up, it equals 100, which is 10 squared.
Okay.
So we just took 1 million and we squared it.
Oh, but that can't possibly work, can it? That's like...
No, it does.
So it's like if I added up all the odd numbers from 1 to 7, I would get 49?
Yeah, it totally works.
Let me see.
You get like...
It really works.
Yes. You add up all the odd numbers from 1 to 7, what do you get?
16.
I don't believe it.
Or, 16.
Oh, yeah, 16. Oh, because... So it's 4 squared. So see, it doesn't work.
But it works if you do it from 1 to 5.
See? 5. What does it say? 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Oh.
Is 25.
Oh, you add up the first 5 odd numbers and get 5 squared.
And the first 10 is
about the right answer.
Okay. So if you go from 1 to... So 1, 3, 5. If you add up the first 3... You get 9.
Then it's 1.
And if you add up the first 4, you get 16, which is 4 squared. And add up the first 6 and you get 36, which is 6 squared. Well, that's okay. So from 1 to 1,999,999, that's the millionth odd number, I guess. Is that true?
The millionth odd number. They weren't sure whether it was a millionth or a million minus 1.
We think it's 1 million. We're counting 1 in it.
Which you should, right? Because if you add up just the first odd number, you get 1.
Yeah.
And then the second odd number. Jeez. Okay, well, that's really clever. But why does it... I still don't understand why that should happen. This is really weird, isn't it?
Are there the answers written down anywhere?
I can look for it. I think that's right. That sounds right. But I'm still... I don't understand why you get squares.
Because we're
cool. It's just weird. What is a square number? Can I borrow a pen? It just seems weird. So it's like... You've got like 1. That's the first square number. And then, like, 1 second square number.
like one. Like.
We know it works. That's all.
But why does it work? How do you know? What, I mean, what if it stops? What if it just?
I don't. But it doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay. Does. Wow.
Well, are you making any progress on the next one?
Yeah.
No.
Kind of.
No.
We're trying.
Maybe.
We're yes. We
are. It might be difficult to figure out the pattern.
Wait, but
here's a funny. I think if you figured out why you get squares from adding the odd numbers, I think it would tell you how to figure out the pattern for the next one.
No, okay.
How about that?
What? Yeah. No.
Guys, why
sorry. Wait. Are you sure?
No.
Fine. What am I supposed to do with this?
I don't know.
What do you? So I mean, if you just add up, I don't know.
Just like wipe it somewhere. I don't
what
know.
If you? So if you add up the just all the numbers that are you know not just the odd numbers, you get 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, +3, +4, 5. There's a pattern, isn't there?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. You seem to be getting triangles.
Dude,
yeah, I mean, they are stairs.
They are.
Stairs are sort of triangular, when you think about it. That's kind of weird. So maybe... It seems like you're getting shapes. Maybe the shapes are important. Unfortunately, I don't know. I found these on the internet. I don't know how you're supposed to do them. But good luck. Yeah. But stairs, I like stairs. Alright. How are you guys doing?
So now do this for 1,687.
What are you up to?
I think this is the answer.
Oh. So how did
so
you do
all,
that?
How many numbers are in
so, I just did this times itself,
uh-huh.
And I got, this. And
okay.
I did this times 16, because I already did it once, and I got this.
Okay. Are you, so which one are you, you're just finding the square of this?
Yes.
So why did you multiply by 16?
Because, like, I already did it once.
Okay.
And it's 17
times 10. Oh, I see. Oh, you're saying... Oh, so you multiply this by itself and then... But don't... But the sort of... Like, when you... If you actually... Why don't you do the long multiplication for, like, 101, say? Like, 101 squared. Because I think you're on the right track, but I think it's a little different. I think the pattern's a little different from the one you see.
So I do this. This times itself
yeah.
again.
Well, try doing it for 101. Just do it all the way through.
So 101 times.
How about you?
It's
harder. So are you doing the same sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you guys are together? Okay. So let's do it for 101.
So 110. And then
okay.
So I did the answer for this sample token.
Yeah. But what I mean, just let's just do 101 because I know what the answer is for that one. So maybe we can check. So what's 101 times 101?
So right now the number is in your pattern, right? You have 3, 9.
Okay. One.
Hey,
yep.
We have some progress on this problem that maybe needs some confirmation or on the other
oh,
side
goodness.
Of the pillar.
Okay, can you help them? Because I think so there he's sort of got an answer, but I don't know if it's hard to check the multiplication because it's so big. So maybe you can help him do smaller examples.
Okay.
And okay, where's this?
Right around here.
Okay. Okay, progress. That needs confirmation. That is a giant number. How did you get that?
Well, when you multiply these two numbers together, the same numbers of ones there are, it's how far it goes up. So there are 3 ones, it goes up to 3 and goes back down.
Huh.
And there are 17 ones, so I figured out it went back up to 17 and then went back
interesting.
Down.
Interesting. There are 3 ones.
I haven't had the number of digits, but I hope it's 69.
Interesting.
Like it goes back down to 1.
I think so. Are you guys doing the same thing, I guess?
Yeah, I hope so.
Interesting. So where there are 3 ones, so there's a pile of, so there's this, and then one shifted over, and then another shifted over.
But once you get to 10,
3.
The 1 carries over, so there's a 0. so you can still have 10.
Interesting.
Do you know if it's correct or not?
It looks right. I mean, the explanation seems right, right? You sort of shift these things over, and then they pile up into these different slots, sort of, right? So you get, like, one in this slot. You know, you get one in this slot and two in the next slot and three in the next slot and four in the next slot and all the way up to 17, like you said. Interesting. Sorry?
If you had 100 ones, what would you think that you were going to square? Because then that would mess up the number.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Well, that's a sort of a lucky coincidence, I guess. I guess maybe I should have gone to 100. Then it would have been harder. But since you guys have, well, at least it took you 1 hour. I guess that's better than nothing. So I'll give you all the next worksheet, and hopefully this one will be hard enough to keep you for the rest of the math circle. Alright, how is... So I guess we're going to have break for lunch at some point.
Or break.
Yeah, break for break.
It's well past lunchtime.
Yeah. Not for me.
Oh, well.
Alright. So I guess it's going... Oh, I feel... Man, I wish we could keep going because, like, everybody's making progress. I think we can take a break late, I think. Alright.
Oh, I think everybody...
Yep. Yep.
And then you'll end up on someone.
Uh-huh.
We get to explicitly say what we're going to do in the second
yes.
half.
Yes. All right. Do you think, would it be all right to postpone the break a little? Because it seems like everybody's doing pretty, I mean, it's up
Why
to you.
Why don't we postpone it for like 5 minutes or so?
Okay. Sure. So here's the next worksheet. It should be completely different from the first one, right? Like a totally different thing. So.
The one you did is an
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you want to look at theirs, maybe? And I can run over and get another piece of paper if you want. So what are you guys working on?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I know, the other ones are, like, adding all the numbers from
1, 2, 3. Ooh, you got that one. Interesting. Are you, I don't know, do you like it?
Yeah. I've done this kind of stuff before.
Okay,
so,
cool.
What really pulled me down is that I can't figure out whether or not this is a square root or this is dividing sound, because they always get me confused.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's a square root.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
Yeah.
And then
so,
with that square root, do I need to take that into the 21? That's what I was...
Right. So you're taking the 21st power of that.
Yeah.
So it's what it's this whole thing multiplied by itself 21 times.
Yeah, that's what I was doing right now.
Okay. Right, so first, let's see, do you want me to do out the first... So did you? So you got, for example, like this times itself, just, you know, the second power? Already?
Not yet.
Okay. Tell me when you got the second power so I can take a look at what you're doing, just to make sure. Because I'm a little rusty at, like, these arithmetic rules, too. So I just want to make sure you're on the right track before you do all 21. Whoa. Colored pencils going crazy here.
This one's my favorite.
Oh, jeez.
Or, like, different pieces of pie.
Yeah. This one's not so easy, is it? Did you? So they got the one with the snake sort of thing.
This one.
Yeah.
It's the same.
They have.
What's the
got
same?
The same
How can it be the same? It's a different thing. You're saying it's the same thing.
It's the same number of six. Of the same number.
But it looks like a different. Well.
It looks different.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, you guys are probably concentrating on something else, so I'll leave you to it. How are you guys doing? You got a calculator out there.
I'm not going to
All right. So you're working on this expanding one?
Yes. I don't know how you can add all these.
What do you mean?
Do they want you to add it?
So you're trying... So you know how to... So if I told you, for example, to expand x plus 1... squared. Would you know how to do that?
Would you just write out?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
So I just do that for all of them?
Right, and then, you know, multiply it all out so you get just a big long string, right? So here you have x times x plus 1 times x plus 1 times x plus 1 times 1, right?
Oh, okay. Just do that. Okay.
Right. So see, so you're working on the powers one?
Yeah, I guess.
How far have you gotten?
Well, they started off on that one, and this one here,
ooh,
he got them stuck on that one.
This one, yeah, this one is complicated. You might...
So it, we were going to go back and
I think you should try the powers one. The powers one is interesting.
Okay.
So what did what have you tried?
Well, it's really
just
16.
Sounds like a plan. That's what I would do. So takes you. Well, you know, you'll never know if you don't try, right? Give it a try. You know, what's one time? What's 3 times 3? 3 times 3 times 3.
Mm-hmm.
3 times 3 times 3. You should be, the first one you can do in your head, right? What's 3 times 3? Okay, so I mean, at least write that down so you know where you are,
yeah,
right?
That's TJ.
So before that you had 3, right?
I'd have to
clean it. Well, let's just 3 times 3.
Okay.
You should do that many times.
Okay, so 3 times 3 is 9. And then the next one is?
9 times 3.
Which is? 3 9s is 9 plus 9 plus 9, so 18 plus 9, 27. Okay, so write that one down. I guess it's always useful to write things down so you know.
No, write down.
Is 9? So 9 is equal to 27? I thought 27 was bigger. Okay, 9 times 3 is 27.
And then that times 3.
So 27 is equal to 81. Okay, 27 times 3 is equal to 81. Okay, good.
And 81 times 3.
Okay.
Equals.
Maybe you need a calculator for this one, but maybe not. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it on pencil and paper? Pencil and paper is so quaint, right?
Let's do 81 times 3, not in your string.
Yeah, just do it somewhere over there. Okay.
There you go.
Yay. 241.
241.
243. Oops. I'll do that.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Remember, you're going to be doing this over 1,000 times, so even one mistake, and all that work is gone. You know, there was a mathematician once who calculated, I think, about 700, the first 700 digits of pi, and they found out later that there was a mistake somewhere around digit 500.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't caught for about, it wasn't caught for, I think, over 20 years, because, you know, for the obvious reason.
Right.
But the moral of the story is, sort of got to be careful. Okay. So
can I just do the rest of the calculator?
Now you're 729. You can, I mean, sure you could.
There's a shortcut to this. I think there is. You can just do it times 9. And then there's 3 of them.
What do you mean?
Well, if you do like 27, if you do it times 3, mm-hmm. Well, if you already know, like, times 3 is going to be the next number. Okay. So if you do it by a high number.
Oh, you can multiply 81s instead of.
Well, yeah.
That's a good idea. Why don't you do that? You could just multiply by 81. So you could sort of divide that by 4 to figure out how many 81s to do. Okay. But you can just get started, right? Like 81 times 81, what is that? Whoops. You should... I think you hit plus instead of... Yeah, remember, be careful. The kind of calculation like this. So 81 times 81 is 6,561. So write that down so you don't lose it. Okay, and then multiply that by 81. So you can just hit times 81. Okay. Woo, now, oh, it's too big. Good thing you wrote down where you left off. Otherwise, you'd have to... do it again.
Now you're 656561 times 81. But how many is that?
How many times is 381?
So just try doing it out. Well, anyway, do it on the calculator if you want.
Equals 27.
Wait, 6561 times 81 is 27.
No, 81 times 27.
Oh, divided by 3.
No, 27 times. I could do that for a while. Let's add that up.
Okay. So what's the next one? So 6561 times...
Well, that goes too high. So, okay.
Well, what I think the next one was still okay, right?
The next one's 61, okay.
61 times 81.
Times
Okay.
5
So 5, 3, 1, 4, 4, and then 1. And after that, the calculator fails.
Yeah.
It's too big, so you may have to start doing a longhand. It would be nice if you didn't have to deal with... It seems so stupid, right? You... Are you... Oh, you're doing the remainder. Did you do the last digit... Did you do the first problem in the sequence yet?
Wait, what?
There's another worksheet. Ah. There's another worksheet which might be slightly easier.
We should find out how many times 3 goes into that. And then
okay.
Divide that. And just do it a bunch of times.
This one is... It seems like it should be easier because all you care about is the last digit, right?
Yeah.
But of course the last digit depends on all the other digits, I guess. So maybe you still have to... Well, whatever. Anyway, I would try this one first. The last digit. Oops. Okay. Sure. I guess we can see. How about the addition group? Did they? Let's see how far they made it. Yep. Oh, did you get the? Did you get the square?
I did 2 times. What I still trying to figure out is, yeah, I did 2 times. I'm just starting the third. What
okay.
I was doing though is that I was doing all the numbers in the equation, right? I was throwing in like 20.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went 5. I did that twice.
Yeah, that's...
And then I did 2 and then I did 1.
Yeah, but that's not how...
I was supposed to do it.
Yeah, so it's... Oh, the rules are... So the rules are tricky. So if you want a square, let's just do the first one, right? So you want to find 1 plus over 2 squared. So that's just the same as 1 plus root 5 over 2 times itself, right?
Okay.
So, of course, you multiply the numerators and multiply the denominators, right? So you get 1 plus root 5 times 1 plus root 5 over 2 times 2. 2 times 2 is 4, of course. So if to multiply this out, right, you get 1 times 1 plus 1 times square root of 5 plus another 1 times square root of 5 plus 5 times, or sorry, square root of 5 times square root of 5. It's all over 4, of course. And then you just end up with 1 and then plus 2 square roots of 5. And then 5 square root of 5 times the square root of 5 is just 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have, if you add them all up, 6 plus 2 times the square root of 5, 4. And you can reduce it and divide top and bottom by 2.
Oh, yeah.
And you end up with 3 plus square root of 5 over 2. And now you can multiply that again, right? So if you want to know 1 plus square root of 5 over 2 cubed, well, that's just the same as 1 plus root 5 over 2 squared times 1 plus root 5 over 2. And you already know what the square is.
Okay.
So that's just the same as 3 plus root 5 2 times 1 plus root 5 or 2.
We're like 1.5.
We should
probably stop and take a break now.
Alright, cool. Yeah, we gotta do it at some point. Alright.
You want me to just stop?
Yeah. Yeah, so it appears that several of the worksheets had tricks to them, sort of. So they were supposed to keep you busy for, you know, the whole 2 hours, but people were finishing them very quickly. So instead of keeping going, I'm thinking maybe for the second half of the talk, we can maybe, some of the people who found these tricks can talk about them. Because frankly, the tricks ended up being a lot more interesting than the worksheet themselves. So anyway, go take a break, have a bagel or something, and if you figured out any one of these tricks, think about how you would explain it, maybe, to other people who might be interested in it. And, alright. Okay. So, like I said, and like Allison just said,
Well, let me not say anything yet. For now, if you did figure out sort of a trick to one of the worksheets, maybe be thinking in the back of your mind how you would explain it to other people. And perhaps in the near future, you will explain it to other people. But for now, well, I wish I knew what the next slide was. Oh, well. Oh, I won't check. Okay. Sorry. So, every once in a while, you know, because school systems are so good, I'm not saying this has ever happened to you. Maybe it has. Every once in a while, you get a substitute teacher who's extremely bad. A substitute teacher whose main goal is to keep you busy for the next 45 minutes, or however long the class period is. So, this person may give you some sort of absurdly time-consuming task to do. Something like adding up all the odd numbers from 1 to 2 million. Or, whoops, counting these dots. What do you call that? Oh, no, not that. What do you call it? What do you call it when somebody does this to you? Indeed. Indeed. Busy work. But sometimes busy work is more than just busy work. It turns out that some of the most beautiful things in mathematics, some of the most interesting things, were discovered when somebody started doing some sort of absurdly repetitive task, some incredibly tedious thing. So, for example, in the 1100s, there was an Indian writer, actually, not even a mathematician, named Acharya Hemachandra, who was making a list of all possible poetic meters. So, first he listed all the meters with one beat. There's only one of those. And then he listed all the meters with two beats. There are two of those, a long foot and then two short, or two short feet. And then he listed all the meters with three beats. There are three of those, short, long, short, short, short. And then he listed all the ones with four beats. There are five of those, short, or long, short, long, short, 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 short. And he just kept doing this. He made a giant table. And at some point, while doing this, he noticed that the numbers in the table, each number in the table was related to the two previous ones. So he discovered this sequence of numbers where if you take the first two numbers, 1 and 2, add them together, you get 3. Then you take 2 and 3, add them together, get the next one, 5. And then if you take 3 and 5, add them together, you get the next one, 8. And you can sort of see why that happens. Because to get a meter with 8 beats, you can either take one with 3 beats and add a long, or you can take one with 4 beats and add a short. So the ones with 8 beats are sort of the ones with, or sorry, the ones with 5 beats are sort of the ones with 4 beats and the one with 3 beats put together. So it makes sense. So you notice this pattern. And eventually, people started caring more about the pattern than they cared about the poetic meters. So his big table of meters is long gone. But the numbers are still around. They're called the Hemachandra numbers. Or, if you're from Europe or around there, they may be known to you as the Fibonacci numbers. So here's another example. In 1802, there was a mathematician working for the French government named Charles Haros. And he was given an assignment to make a table of all of the fractions with denominators less than 100. And there are 3,003 of those. And so he was supposed to make a table of all these and say how to convert them to decimals. So he was making this table and trying to list out all these fractions. And after a while, well, you know, if you do this, if you write down these fractions long enough, you sort of start to go crazy. And you start to notice very strange things. You start to notice patterns where nobody saw any patterns before. And eventually started publishing these patterns and talking about them. And this led to the discovery of these things called fairy sequences, which are sort of extremely strange, extremely beautiful pieces of mathematics that, you know, at the beginning of it, came out of this giant table of fractions. So, The point is, like I said, sometimes busy work is not just busy work. Sometimes, if you start doing some boring, tedious, absurd task, if you go deep enough in it, you'll find something really interesting. So as many of you noticed, most of these tasks, in fact, I hope all of the tasks that I gave you this morning, are tasks like that. Tasks where, of course, at the beginning, they seem absurd. But if you start doing it, you'll see something interesting, some sort of trick, some sort of pattern, something really weird. And on one hand, this is a good thing, because it lets you do the task really quickly. You know, there was one worksheet here, for example, where you were asked to find the last digit of 3 to the 1,687. So the obvious thing to do, of course, is, you know, take 3 and take it to the power of 1,687. That is, multiply it by itself 1,687 times. If you did this, it would probably take you days. It might take you years. The number that you would get in the end has hundreds of digits, maybe even over 1,000 digits. But some people were actually able to finish this worksheet somebody, I think, finished it in a little less than 5 minutes. So, on one hand, these patterns are good because they let you do incredibly hard tasks amazingly quickly. But in many cases, the pattern's also good because they sort of become more interesting than the task you initially started out to do. That's what happened with Haros, for example. That table of fractions, you know, his table of fractions is gone, but the patterns he found are still a topic of mathematical research. So, what I'd like to do now is, I guess, have some of you sort of talk about the patterns you found and the tricks you found in these tasks. You know, the sort of the interesting dinosaur bones and whatnot you found when you dug deep enough. So, first of all, let's start out with this addition task. Is anybody who worked on that willing to sort of talk about how they found an answer? I know some of you did find an answer, right? Just shout it out. What is the sum of all the odd numbers from 1 to 1,999,999? What is it?
1 trillion.
1 trillion. It's kind of weird that it's such a round number, right? 1 followed by 12 zeros. So could one of you or some of you come up and sort of explain very briefly how you figured that out? Maybe you could bring your notebook and put it under the document camera so everybody can see your work. Yeah, you have it all written out very nicely in that notebook. So, we should probably have a microphone. Should I give them the mic so it can be on the video? Okay.
How do we make it show up? Is there a way to make it show up?
Ooh. You're saying it's too light? Okay. I don't know how to use the dot camera, unfortunately. Okay. Oh, goodness. You can sort of, I guess, hold it closer. They sort of tried the wheel. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, how's that? I can make it even bigger if you want. All right. Sorry about the technical difficulties. And you can also run over it with a pen if you want.
All right. Yeah, let's use that one.
Okay. Oh, we got it in darker. Okay. So what did you do?
Okay, so first we started by listing all of the odd numbers from like 1 to 30. 1?
I don't know.
1 to 29. And we found out that in every group of 10, there are 5 odd numbers. And so if you add up all of the odd numbers, like 1 and 3 is 4, and then all of them together is 9, and all of them together is 16, and all of them together are 25, you get these perfect squares, 4, 9, 16, 25, 36, etc. And so, if you look at all of the odd numbers from 1 to 20, you notice that there are 10 of them. And if you add up all of the numbers, all the odd numbers from 1 to 20, then you get 100. So there are 10 odd numbers, and if you square that, that's 100. So we noticed that pattern. Misto, why don't you allow it? And,
okay, so if you have 2 million numbers and you divide it by 2, you have 1 million, which is the number of odd numbers, because it makes sense, right?
Oh, because half of numbers are odd? Yes. I guess that makes sense. Okay. Yes. I never thought about it that way before.
And then you square it, like we found in our pattern, and you get that really big number.
1 trillion.
Awesome. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, let's have a round of applause. That was a wonderful presentation. I wish that the talks I had to go to were half as good as that and half as clear. So, okay. So like they said, I figured out that, for example, if you add up the first 10 odd numbers, you get 100, which is 10 squared. And in fact, you discovered, you went on, that if you added up the first 1,000 odd numbers, you'd get 1,000,000, which is 1,000 squared. And of course, when you add up the first 1,000,000 odd numbers, which is what they actually had to do, you get 1,000,000 squared, which is 1,000,000,000,000. But there's one question, which is why? Why should this happen? Why do you get perfect squares like they did? They said they found this pattern by adding up first the first 2, the first 3, the first 4, the first 5, and get a perfect square every time. But there's no reason this should be true. Except maybe there is. I happen to have prepared a little animation to show what's going on. So this is what they did eventually, how they found this pattern. They just started listing all the sums. 1 is 1. 3 plus 1 is 4. 3 plus 5 plus 1 is 9. 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 is 16. 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 plus 9 is 25. Like you can see, you're getting perfect squares every time. Why is that happening? Well, let's draw it out. There's the first odd number, 1. Let's add the next odd number, 3. So there's 1 and then 3 more. You get a square. Now let's add the next odd number, 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You add on the next odd number, you also get another perfect square. Now let's add the next odd number to that, 7. Once again, a square. So now, suddenly it makes... Does it make a bit of sense now why we're getting perfect squares every time? So this is very interesting. So now it's very clear that if you keep adding on the next odd number and the next odd number and the next odd number, if you actually do it by adding these little pebbles onto this little figure, you're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger squares. And that's what's going on. So the next worksheet, well, instead of talking, so let me just go on a little bit further. So the next task in this worksheet was to add up all the numbers from 1 to 1,990,999. So this time you can't worry about just the odds. You have to worry about the even ones too. But if you look back at that square, you can get maybe a hint about how to do it. When you add up the odd numbers, you get these growing squares. When you add up even numbers, you get growing triangles. You know, there's 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6. You're putting these growing stacks of numbers, growing stacks of pebbles next to each other. So to figure out how many things are in that triangle, well, you can make another copy of the triangle, flip it over, get a rectangle. It's easy to figure out what the area of that rectangle is, right? It's a 6x7 rectangle. And then take half of it. Now you've got the answer to the next worksheet. And So I don't think anybody made it to the third... Oh, yeah?
We did.
Oh, you made it to the third worksheet? Did you figure out what the answer to the third one was?
This is the second.
This is the second one, so you got that one. Okay, did you figure out the third one?
Yeah, no.
No, okay. So the third worksheet was extremely tricky. You were supposed to add up all the perfect cubes from 1 to a million. So did you guys have any ideas? Did you even start doing it? Okay. Did you add up, did you try listing sort of the first few again?
We didn't even look at the
top. Okay. All right, fair enough. This one was extremely hard. If you start listing the first few, you can do the same thing. 1 cubed is 1. 1 cubed plus 2 cubed is 9. 1 cubed plus 2 cubed plus 3 cubed is 36. And it seems like you're getting squares again, which is really weird. And it turns out, so notice that you're not getting all the squares this time. You're not getting them all in order. You're just getting some of them. And to figure out which ones you get, you have to draw a really clever picture. So here's the first cube. It's just a cube with 1. Here's the second cube. It's 2 stacks of squares with side length 4. Or sorry, it's a stack of 2 squares. 3 cubed is a stack of 3 squares, a stack of 3 3x3 squares. 4 cubed is a stack of 4 4x4 squares. And if you cut them all up in just the right way, again, you'll see you're getting growing squares. And the side length of the square is 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, and so on. So in fact, you're getting a square whose side length is the sum of all the numbers here from 1 to 4. And if you want to add them up all to a million, you get the square of the sum of all numbers from 1 to 100. So you can sort of keep going like this. And people have done it. People have been doing this for hundreds of years and sort of finding crazier and crazier patterns in these square numbers, triangular numbers, sums of cubes, sums of fourth powers, and so on. But enough about that. So people did the counting one. The counting one is fun. Do you guys want to talk about the counting? Okay. I think maybe we'll make it to... Well, we should have time. It's going pretty fast. Do you want a copy of the worksheet? No, you got it. Okay. Cool. So these people were given the task of counting all of these dots. And like some of you shouted out near the beginning of the talk, these dots are arranged into a special pattern. It's called Sierpinski's triangle. But you guys can tell more about that.
So is there any way to...
Yes.
Zoom
it out.
On the top of that name.
Just like that.
Okay. So if you look at...
One of these triangles, the smallest
one
that
we
could
find. There are 9 dots in that one. And if you count the number of small triangles,
can you hear them?
So we also found that there was 9 of these small triangles within the large one that she just outlined. So that would be 81 dots in total on this large triangle. Now within this huge triangle, we found 27 of these, counting all of them. And so 81 times 27 of all of these dots, we've got our final answer.
Does that make sense to everybody? All right. Before we talk about this, why don't you show them the next one? Is this the worksheet used? So after they finished this, they got a second task, which seems quite a bit harder. Now you've got, why don't you zoom in on that so people can see? It's a sort of awful squiggly thing. So instead of nice dots, you're supposed to count all those squiggles.
Count one of these.
Yep. Can you zoom out a bit? Oh, there we go. Does that make sense to everyone? All right. Awesome. Another incredibly clear presentation. So, supposed to count all these dots. They realized that the triangle they were supposed to count the dots in was made of smaller triangles that looked the same, and that one was made of even smaller triangles that looked the same. So instead of having to count over 2,000 dots, they just had to count 9 dots, and then count 9 little triangles, and then count 27 big triangles and multiply. So they turned a really horrible counting task, counting to 2,000, into counting some small numbers and then multiplying together. So in fact, you could sort of make this, if you wanted to go all the way down, you could make this almost easier. So they started by sort of counting those nines and then seeing, you know, there were 3 nines in this big thing, so 27, and then counting, or sorry, they counted nines and then they counted down to, I guess, 3 copies of this big triangle that's on the screen and found 81s and then counted the number of 81s and there are 27 of them. But if you sort of, if 81 is a number which is too big for you, I know personally I can't multiply 2-digit numbers. Instead, you could just start by counting 1, 2, 3. And then since they're grouped into 3s, you could count by 3s for a while. 3, 2 3s, 3 3s. And now you've got 3 3s and things are grouped into triangles there, too, so you can count by nines. So this is what they actually did. This is where they started. You count by nines, 2 nines, 3 nines, and now you have 3 times 9. And you can keep going like that, multiplying 3 by 3 by 3 by 3. And every time you multiply by 3, the triangle grows until you end up with your original triangle. And for this triangle, it's the same deal. You start out with 3 copies of that little segment. Then you take 3 copies of that thing. Then you take 3 copies of that thing. And it keeps growing just like before. In fact, if you wanted, what you could do, so almost. So here is the here's the first triangle. I'm drawing it kind of badly, but here it is. So you've got a 1. Can everybody see this? Okay. Let me zoom in a bit. So here you've got a 1, and then turns into a 3, and then you've got 3 3s. And if you wanted to sort of make the same pattern in lines, well, let me show you how I would do it. If you wanted, you could draw a little triangle around each of these, sort of box it in. And then just highlight the bottom segment of each triangle. So now it's pretty clear why the two numbers are the same. You can think of each one of those dots as being sort of nested inside a little triangle, and each of those little triangles, one of its sides is highlighted, and that gives you the squiggles. So, right, so that's, you know, there's a reason, like, you know, like I said, there's a reason why those two, why the triangle thing and the squiggle thing look the same, because they sort of are the same. So now there was one more. So they had a third task. Do you guys want to talk briefly about the last thing you had to do?
We don't finish it yet.
Oh.
We've gotten started on it.
Interesting. Why don't you show them your work, because it's very colorful. So their last task was to count something very different. Count the tiles in that.
Zoom out just a bit, just a tiny bit. So you were assigned the task to count all of these little tiles. Each piece, the smallest triangle that you see up there, would be counted as a tile. So we haven't finished it yet, but we found that since the whole thing was a big triangle, that maybe, and the biggest piece was a triangle, and that the smallest piece was a triangle, that maybe we can divide everything up by triangles. So you've drawn a lot of lines, and I don't know if you can see it, but we've decided to break them up into triangles like this, here, here, and we found a lot of these throughout the whole thing. So if you can see, here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on and so forth. And then what we were thinking is to count the tiles within each of these small triangles and multiply them by the number of triangles that we found within the whole thing.
I counted three of the outline triangles that are in here marked in red. And each time I counted them, I got a different number. The first time in this one, I got 118. The second time in this one, I got 122. And in this one, I got 123.
So because of this, we were trying to find that maybe there was some other way to break this down even further, and we just never got to it. But that was our lack of logic.
Very nice. I don't know. That make... That seemed reasonable?
Well.
All right. So, yeah, just counting all those little triangles inside each bigger one is worthy of applause. So let me... Do you mind if I sort of give away the answer, since you're basically there already?
No.
All right. So so the first thing they did was try to do the same thing. You know, the other shapes, you could split them up into smaller shapes that were sort of the same, so they tried to do it with this one. And they succeeded, right? They were able to split this big triangle up into a pretty large number of smaller triangles, these ones outlined in red. And then all they had left to do was to count all of the little triangles inside each red triangle. That turned out to be difficult, and not surprising, right? If you zoom in here, you know, in each of these big red triangles, there are so many tiny little things. It's really easy to miss one or miss two, especially because they're all sort of pinwheeling around and crazy like that. So they counted a few triangles, and they always got sort of similar numbers, right? 118, 122, 123. They're all around 120. So this immediately gives you at least a good estimate of how many little triangles there are. But if you search a little harder, you can do better. So one of the things they thought eventually was maybe we broke it up wrong. You know, maybe because we're getting different numbers of little triangles in each big one, maybe our big triangles really aren't all the... Maybe they really aren't all the same. Maybe there's some better way to break this up into big triangles that gets you big triangles which are actually identical. But in fact, the way they've broken it up is correct. They just miscounted. You know, like I said, unsurprisingly, because counting 125 tiny little crazy things is... not very interesting. Oh, dude, did I say 125?
No.
Well, because in fact there are 125 little triangles in each one of their big triangles, and I'll tell you how I know this. I've zoomed in on sort of the very, very bottom corner of this giant triangle. It's this sort of this little tip down here. And after zooming in, I can zoom in even further. In fact, I can do it on this sheet, this thing too. So, we got sort of the same thing over there. And after zooming in this far, I can zoom in even further and just look at the tiny tip. And I notice that there's sort of a triangle, a tiny triangle, hidden in that tip, right? And, whoops, let me zoom this out. So once you see that tiny triangle, you can start to look for slightly larger ones, and you'll find them. In fact, there's a perfect copy of this tiny triangle right next to it, and a perfect copy of that one right on top of that. And eventually, you see something like this. So this is sort of the same as our original tiny triangle. It's just sort of flipped around. And if you look for copies of this thing, you'll find copies of that too. And you can keep on going up. So in fact, here we started with 5 tiny tiles. And then we had 5 of these 5s. That's 25. And then 5 of 5 of 5. So 5 of these 25s, which is 125. And so this, in fact, is a perfect copy of one of the red triangles in this worksheet. So there are exactly 125 little tiles in each one of these red triangles. And it turns out that there are 25 of these red triangles in the larger figure. So the answer ends up being 25 times 25, or something like that. In any case, now that you see sort of how to get the answer, you can work out the details yourself. So, awesome. All right, so now we have, let's see, we have squaring. We have, let's talk about the powers, because that one is really cool. So I know you did the powers. Did anybody else figure out how to do the powers? I see. Oh, you did? And you did? Okay, do you all want to come up and talk, or? I think, I don't know, so you sort of had something prepared. Do you want to start talking?
Yeah.
And, all right. So let's talk about, let me get you the powers worksheet. Whoops. Okay. Do you have a copy of the worksheet you want to use, or?
No.
All right. So, there you are.
Powers was look at the first few powers of 3, which was, for instance, 3, 9,
make that a little bigger,
27, 81, and so on.
Can I just move this up so everyone can see it? Okay, sorry?
Try tilting the camera towards.
Oh, clever. Thank you. Nice.
So,
okay.
So I figured out that all the last digit depended on was the last digit before it, since it's that digit times 3 and then the last number of that. So I ended up finding a pattern, which was just 3.
Can you explain a little more about that?
What do you mean?
So what is... Maybe could you extend... So the next one, after 81, what is that? Okay.
And then, let's see, it was 729.
Okay. So now you can see, so you saw a repetition?
Yeah. And then it was...
I don't know what the next one was either.
Yeah.
But you guys can see, right, the final digits, like you said, are repeating. You get 3, a 9, 7, a 1, a 3, a 9, a 1, or 3, a 9, a 7 again, and another 1. Okay, so how did you, I was skeptical when you first said that the last digits would repeat forever, and you made an argument that convinced me.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was basically because all the last digit depends on is the last digit before it, in this case, because it's just that time. Times 3 and then the last digit of that.
Okay, so I think you demonstrated it to me by multiplying out two numbers sort of longhand, like 27 times 3 or something.
Oh yeah.
Could you do that? That I know that helped me understand.
Yeah. Let's see. So 27 times 3 would be 7 times 3.
Sorry.
Which is the only thing we need to know. Oop. Here is.
Sorry, it's going off the camera again. Okay. All right.
7 times 3 is the only thing we really need to know if we want to know the last digit. So if the last digit of 7 times 3 is 1, then that's really all we need to know.
Okay.
Solving this problem.
Does that... Sorry to keep interrupting you. Does that make sense to everybody? That... once you multiply out that 3 by the 7, once you multiply out the things in the 1's place, nothing else matters. Everything else goes in the 10's place or the 100's place and so forth. So to know last digit, all you have to know... Okay. So that was clear. Do you want to keep going? Or do you have more to say?
Place
in the series that was as the remainder. And so the remainder was 3,
which would
correspond
to the third number of the series, which is 7.
Right. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I think, did somebody have a hand? I thought I saw a question. Nope. Okay. So awesome. So instead of multiplying out this enormous 600, 1,000 digit number, whatever, all he had to do was multiply last digits 4 times and then find a repetition. So the next task in this worksheet do you want to talk about the next one too? Because
sure.
Okay, this one kind of blew my mind. Let me see if I can. Oh, here it is. Oh no. Yeah, here we go. So after I finished this worksheet, in about 5 minutes, I gave him the next one, hoping it would be more difficult. But as it turns out, it wasn't. So maybe you can explain why it was sort of the same amount of difficulty.
So basically, all I did in this one was make it so there were 11 digits instead of 10, which would basically give the remainder when divided by 11. Okay. Of course.
So, can I stop you for a second? So, maybe not everybody is familiar with this. So, usually we write out numbers in what's called base 10. It's a system where there are digits 0 through 9, and then you have a 1's place, a 10's place, a 100's place, and so on. So, you wrote out numbers, you decided to write out in a different number system, in what we call base 11.
Which would basically mean the remainder when divided by 11, which is what we're looking for.
Right. So in base 11, the 1's place, like you said, is the remainder of the number divided by 11. Then you've got 11's place, a 121's place, and so forth.
So I found the pattern again, which was, for instance, 3. It started out the same, 3, 9. And then, of course, 9, 9 times 3, accounting for that extra digit. The last digit is 5.
Yep. So in fact, 9 times 3, if you wrote it out in base 11, it would be a 2 and then a 5. 2 11s
yeah,
plus
so
5 ones.
It would basically be 27 minus 22, which would be...
Yep. Okay.
And then 5 times 3 in base 11 would be... Well, the last digit would be 4. And then 4 and 3 and... 1 due to that extra digit, and of course 1 times 3 is 0. I mean, it's 3.
Okay, so you're back to where you started?
Yeah, and so it's the same. It's basically all you have to do is divide it by 5, and you get 2, which would correspond to 9.
Awesome. Oh, so okay. So the last digit is 9 because...
Yeah, because it, it's...
Okay, because it's... Okay, because the sequence goes the first... Yeah. Right, so remainder 1 gives you 3, remainder 2 gives you 9. All right, does everybody understand that one?
So the remainder goes 3, 9, 5, 7, 1, 3, 9, 5, 7.
3, 9, 5, 4.
3, 9, 5, 4, 1, 3, 9, 5, 4, 1.
3, 9, 5, 4, 1, 3, 9.
Yeah. All right.
There's no three.
Yeah. All right. Is everybody good on that now? Any more questions? All right. Very good. This one was, I thought, extremely difficult to explain, and I think you did a great job of making it clear to everybody. So this one is a lot, conceptually, it's a lot trickier than the previous two. Because you have to think about things like, a number system with 11 digits instead of 10, things like that. Okay, So we're pretty much out of time. We got a few minutes left. Is there anybody else who wants to talk about Playing the Dead? Or maybe... Oh, yep. Ooh, interesting. Okay, well, before we do that, is anybody... So before we go back to that, does anybody want to talk about any of the other problems? Or is maybe... Did somebody sort of get halfway through and get stuck somewhere? Does anybody want to see... maybe sort of discuss with everybody else? You know, maybe... I don't know, maybe you got almost there and you got... There's some sort of roadblock... That, yeah?
I have a problem with square root.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Do you want to talk about that one? Were you able to solve it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Let's see it. So, yeah, I think we got. If you guys are willing to just say just like maybe 1 minute, 1 minute past 1 minute past the hour, we should be able to explain this one. Do you have your worksheet? Do you want me to grab you one?
I have my worksheet.
Okay, perfect.
So when I multiply 10101 by, well, when I square that, I notice that there are three ones in that number that I'm squaring, and I notice that the final answer 10203020, the numbers that aren't zero go up to three and then go down again, and there were three ones in the number that I'm squaring. So I counted all of these ones, which got me to 18, and it sort of went off the page.
Yep.
How do we zoom out?
So zoom out by that.
Yeah. So the answer was 10203045060 up to 18, and then it went down back to 1 because there were 18 ones in this number.
Okay. Does that one sort of pretty much make sense to everybody? All right. Any questions about that? All right, very good. This one, thanks for explaining that so quickly. Okay, so that was wonderful. And in the, well, instead of going on about the next one this year, because I could go on forever, there were, unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about the Fibonacci number problems. To which you might ask, what Fibonacci number problems? And the answer is, the problems that did not appear to have anything to do with the Fibonacci numbers. So for example, there's one problem where you had to write out this enormous fraction, this ridiculous fraction, as something in lowest terms. And the thing you get ends up being the ratio of two consecutive Fibonacci numbers. There was another problem to write this out as, again, sort of fractions and other stuff. And I won't give it away, since I don't think anybody actually managed to solve it. But I will tell you, there is some Fibonacci numbers hiding in here. And you can ask, isn't that weird that there are Fibonacci's here and Fibonacci's here? Why should that be? And the answer is because this thing and that thing are actually very, very closely related, and I won't tell you how. So if you really want to know, you can come to the next math circle or the next Saturday morning math group and find out. But anyway, instead of blathering on about that, let me just try to sum everything up. The moral of this story, the thing that I want you to remember if you remember nothing else, is this. That if you take the 1,687th power of 3, the last digit is 7. No, that's not what I want you to remember. What I want you to remember is that even if you have some absurd, daunting task, if you have to make this giant table of fractions, or you have to list all of the possible poetic meters with exactly 392 beats, sometimes it pays to just start doing it. It may seem silly, you may feel really stupid, you know, multiplying the number 3 by itself over and over and over again, or sort of counting one dot by one dot by one dot. But sometimes, if you start doing something, you'll find some sort of trick, some sort of pattern that will make your job easier. In math, there's treasure everywhere, and sometimes, in order to find it, all you have to do is start digging. Thank you all for coming.